Good morning. This is Marco with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, September 21st. Overnight in the grains, we were down a penny and a half in corn at 377. December wheat down 2 cents at 573. November beans down 4 1/4 at 1039 1/4. Very little frost. There was some frost in Michigan, maybe a few other scattered spots, but not enough to make a big difference. We started the week out here with the export sales of 132,000 metric tons of beans to China, 132,000 metric tons of beans to Pakistan, and 171,000 metric tons of beans to Winnon. So the total there is 435. We've been opening lower and then rallying, so we'll see if we continue that here. I'm guessing that this is going to be a tough week to rally. You've got the funds heavily long beans now, well over 225,000 contracts. Harvest is picking up in a big way. We've got the outside markets sharply lower. It looks to start the week here. We've got the Dow down 570 before the opening. We've got the silver down $1 an ounce, gold down $37 an ounce. Crude's down 80 cents a barrel. The dollar's up 50 ticks. So I think all that's going to weigh on the grains here today, despite the exports. The hurricanes did some damage in the south, but not enough to move the needle on the markets, I don't think. And it's just a matter of how much Chinese buying we're going to see here this week. The other thing we're battling is the old saying around the floor, sell grain on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which was Friday night. Buy it back 10 days later on Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. And I think, you know, that's going to weigh on the market here a little bit, particularly with the outside markets doing what they're doing. So for the week, I think we'll be a little bit defensive. The funds are all long, an awful lot of beans, fair amount of oil. So we could see a little bit of a respite there. There was the story out Friday that the Chinese were arbing beans that they had bought from the U.S. and selling them back to the Brazilians, making about $250,000 a cargo. Now, I don't think that's going to last long, but it certainly doesn't help the grain market out here. So that's about it. I think we'll be under some pressure here this week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.